Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about Donald Trump, who may be in celebratory mood today, given talks of a trade deal with China, and Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin inching closer, possibly towards meeting in Istanbul later in the week over a potential ceasefire. Democratic strategist James Carville is with me now. James, what do you think? Do you think he's going to be celebrating?
Well, first of all, I love to be on your show, anything in Ireland. A lot of relatives up in County Monaghan, so I want all the Carvilles up there to tell them hello. Trump doesn't. What deal does he have? The deal he has with the UK is not even a memorandum of understanding. And what he does is he does this ridiculous stuff, and then people take him seriously. Meanwhile, he's got a $400 million airplane that he's been given, which is against every law you can imagine. He's selling seats at a White House dinner for people that buys cryptocurrency. And this guy is a major thief, and the world's treating him like he's some kind of legit, or that his trade, that he has any idea of what his trade policy is. You understand that? Any idea. He has no idea. There's no plan. There's no thought. There's no nothing.
But I think, is the gift of the plane from Qatar not to the U.S. government, not to Donald Trump per se?
Oh, come on, man. It goes to the government, and then after he leaves office, it goes to the Trump Foundation. So that means that he has a use of a 747-400 for the rest of his life that he doesn't have to pay a penny for. And that will stay with the Trump Foundation, and if they want to pay the tax on it, they can gift it to his children. I don't understand the reaction to instinctively defend Donald Trump, who, in my opinion, has committed or has already been convicted of some crimes. I think any normal person, it would be a lot more, but let me give it to the press. We'll take him seriously and say, well, he did. Technically, it wasn't for him. It was going to be that, and it was going to be transferred to this, and it was going to be transferred to that. The truth of the matter is, do you know anybody that has lifetime usage of a 747-400? I don't, and neither do you.
No, I certainly don't. I certainly don't. But what about actually, do you know what? Can I ask you, before we talk about the deal with China, because you brought up the UK, and we obviously covered it on the show last week, and Donald Trump said the UK is now in the same economic and security blanket as the United States. And it was a turn of phrase I'd never heard before, and I've thought about it a bit since, and I still can't get my head around it. Can you?
He's not going to keep his word on anything. I was in the UK 2 days ago. I was speaking at a forum, at the Truth Tellers Forum. And what's happened, of course, the point I made, it's all Ireland's doing very well. The UK is stupid. They did Brexit. They didn't think about it. It's the same thing that Trump's doing. There is no deal. Don't treat it like there's a deal with UK. It's basically some memorandum of an understanding or framework to talk later. There was no China trade. He just said it's going to be 145%. Now it's going to be 50% or something. And we all treat it like it's legit. There is nothing legit about this. He just gets up one morning and decides what he's going to steal that day and what he's going to do. And he has no idea the night before what he's going to do. This is not a serious person. He has a serious office. I'll grant you that. Hmm. But that's all I'll grant you.
But because he's got a serious office, does there need to be a degree of personality management? And maybe that's what we saw from the UK last week is, you know what, let's just put something on paper that allows him to sit there and present it as some sort of major success. And we'll kind of quietly sit in the sidelines and let him do it.
Well, that makes sense as long as you don't believe any of it. But when you treat it like it's something serious, you're not being fair to your listeners. There's nothing serious about it. He never thought this out. He just gets up one morning and says, I'll do this. And he says, I'll run for a third time. Meanwhile, he's stealing everything under the sun. And we're talking about him running for a third term or annexing Greenland or suspending habeas corpus or any of the other ridiculous stuff that they do. He's just doing that very successfully, I might add, to distract people from the fact that he's stealing everything around and there are apologists in the press that will apologize for him. But they'll get no such quarter from me.
So this is his tenure is about personal enrichment or familial enrichment, at least in your sense.
Yeah,
in mine,
water's
is
wet. Water's wet. We made a great discovery. Okay. Yeah. It's like personal enrichment. He's selling access to dinner at the White House for people that give him money. Understand that. Understand that through and through and through. And it's all a giant grift. There are two kinds of people in the world. People that understand this is a giant grift, where he's just cashing in read the oath of office of the President of the United States. His job is to protect and defend the Constitution. He said he had enough he believes in the Constitution. How would you like to just think of that? I live in a country where the head of the executive branch does not believe and will not say he believes in the Constitution of the United States. That's how ridiculous this is.
The people around them, what category do you put them in? You say you either believe it or you don't. Do members of the administration, have they kind of drank the Kool-Aid or do they know that he is a grifter, as you would put it, and they just have hitched their wagon kind of to his train anyway and said, you know what, we can do something here?
Most of them are too stupid to know the time of day. So let's start there. So assume that somebody that is not just chronically stupid. Maybe the Secretary of Treasury. I don't know.
Let's assume somebody is intelligent enough to know, right, this guy is a bit of a buffoon and he's at this. He's selling crypto. He's selling seats at dinners.
He's not a bit of a buffoon. He is a criminal that has no idea of what he's doing. None.
But again, put yourself into the mind of the intelligent person in his administration who knows this or believes this and is in it anyway. Why do you think they're there?
Well, first of all, if you don't know that he's a criminal, then you're really a fool.
Yeah.
Because he has been adjudicated such by a court of competent jurisdiction. I think it was 30.
That was a witch hunt now. That was a Democratic witch hunt, I think.
Okay. All right. So we're just going to go to jail and whoever breaks the law is under one administration or another. Are there people that work for evil people because they think there's self-advancement in it? Sure. I go through history and give you a million examples of that. I mean, the biggest fools, clowns in the world had a bunch of sycophants in the royal court. Nothing new or different about that. Mm. But if you don't know what is going on, then you're really dumb. If you know what's going on and you work administration, you're really unethical. That's the only, give me another category of people. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I guess what I'm trying to understand, and it's an impossible one to know unless you're in their own head. Are there those in the administration who accept all of that and they think, you know what, I still subscribe to this nativist agenda or some other agenda, and I think Donald Trump maybe is a useful idiot for a few years to bring America closer to that point?
Well, again, I on an individual thing, or there are some people that are genuinely nativists. I sure guess so. Could somebody, like, if you go in there with your eyes open and say, look, this guy is evil, he's dishonest, he's everything I think of, but maybe if I offer my body in front of him, I can change policy 3% and save the country. People will come up with whatever rationale that they can come up with to be around power. That and what we're seeing in I don't know. I have to assume that some of them have just made the calculated decision. I think most of them are too stupid and just lack the thought process to go through it. But that's my own view.
What's your view then of the Democratic Party and the senior leadership of that party at the moment?
I don't know if they have senior leadership. This is my view of the Democratic Party. It is no party that is in worse condition right now, early May 2025. However, the Democrats are going to win Virginia, and it's not even going to be close, okay? And they'll win New Jersey. So, and the other truism is that the talent level in the Democratic Party right now is the highest it's ever been in any political party in the United States in my lifetime, and I was born during World War II. So I think when people see this, the Democratic Party made they created Donald Trump. They made three colossal mistakes. First, too many of them embraced the language of identity politics, which I don't like the word, but woke is, I guess, most common. That was stupid. They should have never done that. Then they let Biden stay in until July 21st of the election year. I think the convention started on August 17th, which was really dumb. And then when he got out, they went along with the fact that just Harris would be the nominee and there'd be no contested process. And now we know that President Obama was desperately trying to get a convention. So we did everything you could to create this. And by the way, he won by a point and a half. All right. We played our seven-string quarterback in the Super Bowl and lost by a point and a half. Could you remember? We picked up a congressional seat, but I'm just let the commentary. It is all, we'll be the Democrats. I mean, we had about the worst campaign you could imagine and barely lost. Can you imagine what would happen if we'd had a good campaign?
So how do the Democrats then move on from that? Do they need to find an individual to coalesce around, or what do they do?
First, the Democrats do this. We're proposing a piece of legislation that makes the executive branch play under the same rules as every other government employee. There's no reason why a junior FBI agent should be subjected to harsher ethics rules than a president. So we're going to have that ethics is going to apply all the way up because corruption is going to be a huge issue. Then the Democrats say, we instead of cutting taxes for people that make over $500,000 a year, we're going to raise taxes and we're going to use that money to give first-time home buyers mortgage relief. Then we're going to raise the minimum wage because we haven't done that since 2009. And quite frankly, America needs a raise. And if you do that, you're going to win. And it's not even going to be close.
Democratic strategist James Carville. James, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. But best to everybody on the old side. We'll be back here before long.
All right. Listen, we look forward to it. James, thank you.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.